This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Science alert from healthrangerscience.com. Science is under assault yet again for political reasons. Rebecca Mercer is under attack by the climate change hockey stick hoaxer, who's put out a petition to try to ban her from, I believe it's the American Museum of Natural History, because she is a Trump supporter. Now just back up for a second. Hold on a second. Turns out her science work has nothing to do with, you know, the White House. She just happens to be a Trump supporter, but that's not okay to the climate change cult, which is trying to ban her from the museums of America, starting with the American Museum of Natural History, because she supported Trump. Now, think about how dangerous this is and what a cult it exposes. If to be considered a scientist, you must be a Hillary Clinton supporter or a Barack Obama supporter, then what is science really except an obedience cult? If science can't even handle scientific papers or scientific museum displays or scientific debate from people who have a variety of political opinions, then science isn't science at all. It's a cult. It's a dogma. It's a priesthood of non-scientific quacks, which, of course, is what the entire climate change hoax is based on in the first place. And the reason they have to ban people is because they can't win scientific debates. And this is true in the vaccine industry as well. This is true across big pharma. This is even true across politics, where the reason liberals want to censor conservatives all the time, the reason that universities ban conservative speakers all the time, is because they cannot allow students to be exposed to the logic and the reason and the debates of people who have different ideas from their own. And that is a very dangerous precedent. Same thing about the vaccine industry, right? Vaccine industry claims to be rooted in science, but the minute somebody runs, let's say, a heavy metals test on a flu shot like I did in my lab and finds 50,000 plus parts per billion of mercury in a flu shot, well then, the scientific community goes insane. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to see a scientific analysis of the composition of their vaccines or their medicines or, you know, prescriptions or even over-the-counter medicines for that matter. They don't want to see any data that might show a link between autism and vaccines, even though those data exist. They don't want to see it. And that's why there was a cover-up at the CDC. They covered it up. They swept it under the rug. This is a pattern. The reason I'm mentioning science and medicine and vaccines and the Museum of Natural History is because they all have one thing in common. And that is that liberals are censoring people, or the establishment, better said, is censoring people that don't share the dogmatic false views of the establishment. In other words, none of these areas are invested in truth. None of them are open to a conversation or a debate. None of them really are rooted in honesty. Certainly not the vaccine establishment, not the science establishment, not the climate change cult. None of them are rooted in honesty, and they cannot stand anyone coming to them with a view or data that they don't already agree with. In other words, it's not science, folks. It's not science at all if they're not willing to look at dissenting views. And it's not even really a free society if one side of every debate is silenced. And guess who else is silencing everybody? Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. It is a massive left-wing censorship cult. And they censor websites based on the content of their speech. They censor conservative views. YouTube has been wiping out and demonetizing and blocking conservative channels. Twitter has been deleting and shutting off conservative accounts. Google has been penalizing conservative or libertarian websites, sometimes delisting them, sometimes actually deleting them from their index. This is happening every day across America, because the left cannot tolerate disobedience. The left cannot tolerate debate. the left cannot allow conservatives or libertarians or independent scientists to have a voice. Why? Because that voice is so incredibly compelling and so incredibly convincing that people might come to see that what they're saying makes sense, that conservatives actually make economic sense, that independent scientists actually are bringing to the table better science than the corrupt status quo realm of science and vaccines and so on. For example, did you know that the CDC director was just forced to resign? You know why she resigned? Dr. Fitzgerald, I believe. She was just forced to resign because after becoming the CDC director, she bought stocks in Merck, a vaccine company, and she bought stocks in a tobacco company as well. She's out there buying up stocks of companies that harm people while she's heading the CDC, which regulates infectious disease and public health issues. Wow, what a conflict of interest. No wonder she had to resign. But it came out, you see. It came out. They tried to bury it, no doubt, for a long time because the CDC is a corrupt criminal operation. Just like other realms of so-called science, corrupt criminal operations. Now, getting back to the specific attacks on Rebecca Mercer, and yeah, by the way, she's related to the Mercer family. I mean, she's one of the family members of the Mercer family that I believe funded some of the pro-Trump websites or maybe ads or something along those lines. The Mercer family is a very wealthy family, and they've been pro-Trump for a long time. And Rebecca Mercer is, you know, a member of that family. That's why she was targeted. So just having the wrong last name, you see, can get you attacked for your science, regardless of what your science concludes. Isn't that interesting? So having the wrong last name gets you banned from science. But in reality, this attack on her is being pushed by the climate change cultists who are trying to tell you something that is a total science fraud, which is, they claim, that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. Carbon dioxide? It's a pollutant? Oh, wait a second. Do these people not know anything about botany? Do they not know that chlorophyll in plants is involved in using carbon dioxide as a key nutrient to keep plants alive? Without carbon dioxide, do you know the entire earth would be dead? There would be no plant life on the planet without carbon dioxide. And following that, all the animals would die, and following that, all the humans would die. And by the way, ask any scientist who's willing to be honest, do plants need carbon dioxide? Yeah, they die without it. And how high is the carbon dioxide? Well, it's among the lowest it's ever been in the history of our planet, by the way. It's slowly trending up. It's crossed 400 parts per million, which is 400 molecules out of a million. So it's a very tiny percentage of the atmosphere, you know, not even close to 1%, not even 0.1%. It's a very tiny percentage of the atmosphere. And yet plants are starving for it. Plants need it to survive. And if you didn't have it, the planet would be dead. And it makes you wonder, do these climate change cultists, they are the same people that push abortion and they push fertility or infertility chemicals in the vaccines. They push depopulation. These are the same people that say they wish they were born as a virus that could wipe out humanity. These are the same people who think there are too many people in the world. Is it any wonder that they also believe that there should be no CO2 on the planet, which would wipe out all life as we know it on this planet? Isn't that interesting? It's almost like they're pushing for mass genocide, because that's what would happen if you drop the CO2 down to nothing. Truth is, if you want a greener planet, you need more CO2. We just did a study published on science.news. I mean, we published a study. We didn't do it. But it showed that higher CO2 levels are supporting the blooming of flowers and rainforests all across the world. Why? Because carbon dioxide is beautiful. It supports plants. It makes plants more capable of plant metabolism. It supports plant growth. It supports reforestation. It supports food crop production. It actually makes it easier to grow food in third world countries. Higher CO2 reclaims deserts and arid regions and turns them into crops and forests. CO2 is the most critical nutrient in our atmosphere to support life on Earth. No wonder the insane, deranged anti-science left is at war with CO2, just like they're at war with life, just like they're at war with America, where they hate the economy, they hate economic abundance, why they hate God and Jesus and Christianity, why they hate life and they hate unborn babies and they want to chop them into pieces and sell their parts off for medical research and vaccine research. They hate everything about our world that is beautiful. They hate the atmosphere. And they try to silence anyone who dares tell the truth about climate, chemistry, composition, why carbon dioxide is a life-giving nutrient, and why science needs to allow both sides of a debate and not just silence people because they happen to vote for President Trump. You can follow more on this. We publish science.news. Read that website. We also publish climate.news. So check out both of those for a dose of reality every day. Science.news, we have many, many articles there every day. Climate.news doesn't have as much volume, but it's still a lot of interesting stuff there. So check out both of those. And of course, listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I voted for President Trump. I know that the climate change narrative is a total hoax, and I'm a scientist. And I'm telling you, CO2 is necessary for life on our planet.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.